Hi there, and welcome back to this next module of our marketing course here at CLI. And this particular module here is about the marketing mix, specifically the product marketing mix. And I hope that you bear with me. There's a lot of fairly deep information in this particular module, and I think you'll probably be as excited as I am to know that this is one of the last fundamental marketing modules that we'll be talking about. From here on out, we start getting into some of the fun stuff of how or what type of marketing strategies you can use to actually promote your business or promote your ministry. So in this particular module, we'll be talking about one of the four elements of the marketing mix, and that is product management. Few learning objectives that we have for this particular module, this first lecture, is what is this all about? What is the product marketing mix? The overall scope, what does it all involve? The second lecture, we start talking about the overall scope. We talk about a pretty cool marketing discipline called product management. I enjoy it. There's a lot to the product management part of marketing. We'll talk about some of the factors that influence change in the product mix. And then we'll talk about specific strategies that are used to promote a product or promote a service throughout its life cycle. And the life cycle is another topic that we'll be talking about in this particular series of three lectures. We talk about new product introductions, new service introductions, how we handle that, how we go about doing that, and then we wrap it all up with a short discussion on product life cycles and strategies that are used throughout those life cycle components. What is a product? A product is anything that can be offered to the market for attention, for acquisition, for use, consumption that might satisfy a want or a need. There are different types and classes of products, and we're going to talk about some of this stuff, different types and different classes of products and services. And we're going to explore these next so that you get a high degree of familiarity with them. A lot of these things you probably have already heard about, these terms batted around, but you maybe never really figured out what it was all about. There's two types of products, tangible and intangible. I mean, that's kind of self-obvious. You got tangible products, you must have intangible products. The tangible stuff are goods, stuff that you can pick up, that you can hold, things like refrigerators, tables, furniture, whatever. Intangible products are the services, such as a plumber or an electrician or somebody that's selling insurance or something of that nature. Those would be classified as an intangible product. So two types of products, tangible, intangible. There's different levels of product within a product category, for example. Maybe one of the best things I can think of is the different kinds of vacations that you can do. You can go anywhere from getting a tent, throwing a tent in the back of your car and driving to a campground and camping somewhere to buying yourself a very expensive cruise. And this is what we're talking about here. Basic products, basic features, expected features, luxury features, and unexpected features. And this is all reflected in the value of the product that you're getting. So, example, you're going to pay a lot more for a luxury cruise than you are one of these mass production type cruises that you get on the Caribbean where you got 5,000 other people on the boat with you. And you're going to pay more for that kind of a vacation than you are renting an RV and driving around the United States for 2 weeks. And you're going to pay more for that than you would by going to a campground with your tent. So that's what we're talking about here with levels of product. You're talking about the perceived value increases or decreases, and also the pricing, the benefits, that sort of thing. Three primary classes of products. And again, this is something that you'll see in the news media very often. Durable products, consumer products, business products. Durable products are, again, things like refrigerators, like cars, furniture, maybe even apparel. Apparel, I guess, would probably come through more in consumer products, things like shirts or underwear or whatever. You know, that kind of stuff would be fall in the class of a consumer product. Business products, you're looking at all the raw materials that are needed to build or create the product that you're selling or to perform the services that you're selling. So in other words, if you're a plumber, you're going to some wholesale shop to buy all of the pipe and all the valves and all the different components that they might need to do an installation on a new home construction project that they might be working with. Or you could be working for some sort of an aerospace firm who that builds jet engines or builds different components for airplanes or satellites or whatever, and they will need different assemblies, they'll need different circuit boards, electronics, you know, all that kind of stuff. Those are falling into the realm of business products. So durable, non-durable products, cars, non-durable is groceries, services, again, is the plumber, electricians. So let's talk a little bit about the consumer products. That gets divided down into two subcategories. We're talking about things like convenience products and shopping products. So shopping, you get into the apparel type stuff, the clothing, and different things that you might need around the house or, you know, just those sorts of things. They tend to have a little more staying power. They last a little longer, whereas convenience products are anything that you would find at a convenience store, you know, like a 7-Eleven or the corner gas station that has a large retail area inside selling pop or soda or snacks or groceries or any of that kind of stuff would fall into the area of a convenience product, which typically does not last long. Convenience goods, consumers use minimal effort, or they invest, actually, minimal effort for frequently purchased low-cost items. And again, we're talking about things such as groceries, basic needs, and again, you can make the argument that perhaps somebody spends a lot of time clipping coupons, that kind of a thing, but that's more of an almost more of an exception to the rule than it is a fact. Emergency goods, home repair items are convenience goods. Impulse purchases. You go through the checkout line at the grocery store, and there's a reason they have all these racks of stuff sitting right alongside of you as you're kind of waiting next in line to check out. Key characteristics of shopping products. So we had the convenience products. Now we're going to talk about the shopping products. Consumers typically will spend quite a bit of effort to evaluate these particular things, and a great example of this stuff is going to be anything that you would find on Amazon. One of the reasons Amazon exists is so that you can quickly compare hundreds of similar items to the one that you might be interested in. You can do these product comparisons, you can do price comparisons, they can get all kinds of information that will help you to make your purchase, and consumers will spend a lot of time going through this process to figure out where they want to spend their $50 or their $100 on a new bread maker or whatever it is that they're shopping for. And these typically are the opposite of convenience products in that these are not impulsive purchase decisions that are being made here. They will sometimes, depending on pricing or delivery, if delivery is delayed, they might switch over to another product that they can get in the next 2 days. Or they might be able to get free shipping on another product that is a reasonable trade-off for them. Products on this particular area, like I've said before, tend to last a considerable length of time. Maybe not forever, but they'll certainly last for a month, 6 months, a year kind of a thing. Monetary social costs on this could be high. Types of business products. So we're going from consumer-type products to the business-type products. And again, what falls into this area are the raw materials, the parts, components. We're talking about manufactured assemblies, parts, capital items such as machinery and equipment, and the installation for that stuff. And even business services such as professional services like accounting or legal services, that kind of thing, maintenance and repair, and freelance contractors and subcontractors are especially becoming much more popular. So that's a basic understanding right out of the gate here about some fundamental product marketing management concepts. In the next module that we're going to do, we're going to spend some time exploring a lot of the more intricate details of product management.